The Night Train is brought to you by St Andrews Hotel, 128 Nicholson Street, Fitzroy. Beautifully crafted, cosy and intimate spaces for your drinking and dining experiences.
Do we have... Yeah, we do. So just to discuss that game in further detail, we have the president of Dandenong City on the line, Mr. Tony Dorotich. Tony, welcome to the Night Train.
Good evening, Detchke. Hello.
How you going? Nice to hear your voice here for the first time on the Night Train. Nice familiar voice from over out east over there. You guys are travelling pretty well in the last few weeks.
Really? Well, I thought we drew on Friday night. Lucky to escape with your words.
Well, there was a last-minute penalty, but like we said, Sabin wanted to kick it to Heatherland Road. So,
Thank goodness for that.
The second half of the season looking very different from the first half.
Well, it is, and we've made some changes, which everyone's aware of. And given it's our first venture into NPL, you know, we had some learning to do, and it was difficult for the first half of the season. I think we've picked up our game now that we've sort of found our feet and acclimatised and made some changes. So, yeah.
And playing some decent football.
Much better when you're winning.
And it's not just the results. I think just the performances are much better, aren't they? A lot of decent football being played.
Yeah, they are. And look, as you're aware, we made some changes, and we've got to be forever grateful to Jelko Guzman and Beba for what they did in getting us promoted to this level. And we gave them every opportunity. Unfortunately, it wasn't working, and we made some changes with Ante Mordić and Sasha coming in and some personnel changes. And, yeah, we've noticed a difference with structure and effort on the park, which is what everyone wants to see.
Oh, a couple of very big names there on the coaching staff. How are they settling into the Dandenong community?
Yeah, pretty well. We still got to remind them every week that we're not an A-League team, an A-League club, but, yeah, they're settling very well. They're two great gentlemen and learned gentlemen, actually know the game very well and very, very passionate, and that passion's infectious, yeah.
And I'm sure that they know the community pretty well anyway, with Sasha playing a number of seasons at the Knights, and Ante Mordić having quite a celebrated career over at Sydney United as well.
Certainly did.
Now, in the reverse fixture of the Friday one, had quite a good crowd and the festive atmosphere over there at Frank Holohan. Hopefully a similar turnout this week.
Well, we'd all hope so. And two sister clubs playing against each other. And I think there's a lot of hype around the game, and it's important to both clubs. Hopefully our people will come out and support, and the numbers will swell at Summer Street. Yeah, we're looking forward to coming down.
Absolutely. I mean, you would know Frank Holohan better than the rest of us here. What would have been your estimate of the crowd there last time?
Was it around about the 1,200?
Yeah, it would have been at least.
Which is probably the biggest crowd that, we've had this year. So, and for a little complex like ours, it was pretty jam-packed, and the Knights supporters drank us out of house and home, so...
Was it a good practice run for the Australian-Croatian soccer tournament coming up in October?
I don't even know if there's such a thing. You know, I'm not sleeping much of late thinking about that one. So, I don't know if it's a good practice run. I don't know if anything prepares you for those sorts of numbers. But yeah, we'll certainly give it a go.
Are you having problems sleeping because of the football, or just because you're having too many late nights going to lots of club-related weddings?
that also, my friend, that also.
Congratulations on that as well, and your daughter getting married to another icon of your club there.
Thank you. Yes, I've inherited a son-in-law, a third one, and this is the last of the marriages, hopefully, in the Dorotich family. So.
Have you had enough? Yeah, I can imagine.
I've had enough.
And has there been any banter that you've heard of out on the various IND work sites between Knights and Dandy supporters this week?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of banter, but I'm ignoring it all. I'm ignoring every bit of it. I'm just looking forward to Friday night, and hopefully it brings the result that we're looking for, and you guys aren't necessarily, but, yeah. We'll see what happens.
We're going to see some Knights or Dandy flags going up on any cranes across Melbourne over the coming days.
More chance of Dandy flags than Knights flags.
If you want to keep your job, you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's good. But it was a fantastic win against South a couple of weeks ago. It looked like a very jovial atmosphere afterwards, particularly around that players' race, as the players were making their way back into the dressing rooms. No doubt it kicked on well into the evening after that one.
It certainly did. I think we had just as much fun as you guys did after the FFA Cup win, yeah? yeah, I think we both enjoy beating South very much. And, yeah, we needed to return the favour after that FFA Cup loss of a few years ago, which sort of ingrained in our memories.
Very good.
Well, a couple of red cards last week. Auntie Mordich can't sit on the bench. He can come sit in the media box with me if he likes.
I'm sure he will, and I tell you, Auntie's not happy about that at all. But we'll find a way around that, and Sash and Semi Civic are more than capable of stepping up, I'm sure, into Auntie's shoes, and that's one pay we don't have to worry about for this week. So,
well, the iPhone's probably going to run hot during the game.
Sorry?
The iPhone's probably going to run hot during the game.
Yeah,
the orders coming from the stands.
Certainly will.
But as Anthony mentioned as well, Tawny coming up in, what, 3.5 months, not even?
Mm-hmm.
How preparations? That's all right, no worries, because I'm sure it's going to be a great one. And the hospitality will be wonderful over there at Dandenong, as it always is. How's it all going anyway?
Yeah, look, preparations are slow. They're slow, certainly. The regulatory stuff that you've got to worry about that we didn't count on, yeah, liquor licences and police and security and all those sort of things are slow work.
That's all unnecessary.
All unnecessary, absolutely, in our community, unnecessary, but I'm yet to convince the powers to be that that's the case. So, but look, all the big-ticket items have been locked away, and the venues are locked away and the gala's locked away and bits and pieces like that. There's plenty of people have put their hands up to assist over the 4 days and the days leading in, the days afterwards. So we're pretty excited. We're pretty excited, and I'm certainly looking forward to showcasing Dandy City to the Croatian community of Australia.
And probably a good opportunity for Dandy City to pick up their first Australian-Croatian tournament win on home soil.
Yes.
I'm not sure why I'm laughing. But I heard you got a bit of a coup for the gala night with a very special MC coming up there.
Well, that's one of our headaches, is how to find a way to reduce his microphone time, yeah?
Is that why we've got the security and all the police getting organised?
Absolutely.
That's right. Melbourne Tornado for the Team Spirit Award. I only need 2 minutes, mate. 2 minutes. That's the story of my life.
You've proven that in the past.
It's my biggest pickup line that I've used many, many times. I just need 2 minutes of your time. and I'm off the stage, mate.
Well done, Smiler.
Well, but Adrian Layer, how's he coming along with his recovery? And I'm not sure if I don't think he would have played on Friday, but how far off would he be from making a comeback?
I don't know whether Arthur would want me to tell you or not, but yeah, he's well on the road to recovery. We gave him the extra week to make sure that the wound wasn't going to open up again. So I'm sure that he'll be there for selection this Friday night if he's good enough to be picked.
What about young Mordich? I know that Auntie's got a son who was doing some pretty good things. Any chance? Has he actually made the move down as well, or is he still up?
No, he hasn't. He was down last weekend, I think, or the weekend before to visit Dad. But young Mordich has got A-League aspirations and he's in the middle of some trials at the moment.
Okay. I was thinking maybe if he could, the old man could bring him across. He was a captain of one of the young Socceroos teams from what I remember last time. He wouldn't be a bad pickup if you could manage to convince the old man to get him to relocate to Melbourne.
We did try, my friend. We did try. But I think, you know what, I think it's probably better that it didn't happen. And I don't think Arthur needs any more pressure than he's already under. So
very good. Very good. So you'll no doubt be up in the president's box on Friday night there with our...
Unlikely. I'm not going to sit with the enemy.
Tony. Enemy's a bit of a strong word.
I'll be out with the general public where I normally stand, more than likely.
You're a man of the people, soul of the earth.
Not unless they've introduced smoking in the president's box.
As Anthony would normally say, you like to spend your time with the rest of us, the great unwashed.
Yes.
Well, Tones, thanks so much for joining us here on the Night Train. Wishing you all the very best of luck for the rest of the season as well to you and everyone there over there at Dandy. Maybe not so much on Friday, but I hope you enjoy the hospitality there on Friday night at the very least.
Thanks very much, guys. It's been a pleasure and looking forward to seeing you all on Friday.